Hello.
Es tiempo para confundir el chango.
Monkey.
I really don't know that question.
I'm just
unfortunate enough to be stuck answering them for everybody.
Wow, that's pathetic.
Stop the monkey. Django
estúpido. F you, I'm out.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, Malibu Dan. Yeah, can we hear you?
No, turn on Dan's mic. We can't hear Dan.
The blue one.
That one's on. They're all on. The only one that's off is the yellow one.
Well, the blue one's not attached. Then sit over here.
Sit over.
What about that next one?
Okay, no problem. Oh. No problem.
There we go.
I mean, how was I supposed to know? Can you hear me?
There now you're great.
Am I on?
Which one was that? The blue?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know.
Was the blue not on, Jared? Right.
No, it was on. All three were on.
The blue disconnected him.
Did you...
Malibu Dan and Sam Simon, everybody.
Hey, yeah.
Welcome, everybody. All right, man.
Hello.
All right,
hello?
Sam Simon. Right? Yeah, Sam Simon is a big producer in town. He produces Simpsons, okay. Cheers, The Drew Carey Show.
Tracy Allman Show.
Taxi.
Carol Burnett.
Everybody.
I Love
Come
Lucy.
On. It's worth about $500 million. And Malibu Dan is worth considerably less.
Yeah, a little bit less.
But we drag him in here every week to ask some questions, general knowledge questions to the man. And if you can stump him, we're going to do something different today. And what's the deal we worked up? If he gets the question, like you agree to the question that he's about to be asked, right? You agree whether it's worth money or not.
Do I get to ask questions?
No, but when the caller calls up to ask a question to Malibu Dan.
Okay, well, I would like to see...
Yeah.
I would like to get a little reaction from him first.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Because I noticed that...
Test the waters?
But here's what I'd like to do.
Yeah.
All right, if this is okay with you, this is what I'd like to do. For every question Malibu Dan gets right...
Yeah.
And again, we'll gauge whether we think it's too easy or too hard.
Okay.
You give him $100.
Okay.
For every question he gets wrong that is in that ballpark area, he works for an hour for you... Out at that dog rescue joint in Malibu.
Okay, well, I'm okay with him winning $100, but
that
means his labor is worth $100 an hour?
Well, no, because he's going to get considerably more wrong than he is right.
Actually,
well,
I think the labor that Sam wants, actually, is Sam...
Around the house?
No, a driver.
What if we keep a running total?
Right.
You tell me. I'll do whatever you want. We keep a running total and Save the Children, a wonderful charity, gets... The money if
Malibu
Dan
does
I'm going to feel horrible if I start.
Doesn't. All right, perfect. All
but
right.
I'm going to feel like a real jerk if I start doing really well and I'm taking the money when I go to charity.
Well, then give your money to the charity then, Danny. That's what you could do.
What are you, crazy? I'm broke.
You're winning
the money. What are you,
that's
nuts?
How bad he's feeling.
Right?
All right, here's the deal. Every question that asks is worth $100. If Dan gets it right, he gets $100.
Right.
If Dan gets it wrong, it goes to charity.
Right.
All right.
By the way, I have to tell you, my goal, I have to make $1,200 tonight because I need to buy a 1974 Chevy truck.
And we're going with your first answer to questions. All right, not stumbling through eight and then getting the
But
nine.
Do I have some... Look, I'm so nervous. Do I have some time? I really feel like this is a whole element to the game.
Right.
You're
turning red. I haven't seen you like this since the last time you were here. Then we played Stump the Monkey.
Yeah.
All right.
You
here,
get all you're flustered. Schwitz. Yeah.
Here's the here are the questions.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Look at the phone number first. Phone number 520-9710. 888-520-9710.
Tim, I'm going to take out the money because that freaks him out. He actually has the money on him. Oh, God.
All right, Malibu Dan, let me start with the first question for you, young man. This is Super Bowl Sunday coming up.
Yes.
Can you tell us the two cities that are represented?
The New England Patriots and the New York Giants.
That is wrong, sir.
What? What do you mean?
That is wrong.
The cities represented.
Who are the two cities that are represented?
Manhattan.
Is that right? Like, or is it
New York? Right,
okay. New York, yeah. Manhattan.
And where do what city do the New England Patriots play in?
The Baltimore, biggest. Baltimore.
Ooh,
am I close? Right. Am
there,
I close?
There goes 100 to charity.
Well, no, we weren't. That was a testing. Don't take that away. He said he wants to get a test for the waters.
100 to charity.
He said he wants to. I got 400
when
bucks.
When Tim
on the table,
asked that, I thought, wait. This is my money. This is that's too easy.
By the way, like,
I forgot.
Look how much. Like you forgot. What'd you forget? Look how much money.
What is the major city? The closest major city to where the New England Patriots play.
Is it Baltimore or no?
It is
it's
not.
Still not Baltimore.
Is it? Chicago?
No, we're going the wrong way.
Where's New England? Where's New England?
Well, it's up a lot. I mean, it's really, really high. It's supposed to be a beautiful, beautiful little.
It is beautiful.
State, they say.
No, it's not a state,
right? City.
It's an area.
It's New England. New England's a city.
All right. What city?
Right? New England.
You've been to.
What?
You've been to this city.
I have.
Yes, you have.
Oh man, did I get thrown out of it?
No, but you found a pill on the street and ate it.
Boston.
There you go.
Ah!
Malibu Dan didn't bring pot with him when we went up to Sam Adams, and he brought no pot. He couldn't find weed in Boston, so we were walking down the street. And it was with Steckler and Insilaco and Malibu Dan, and Doug Steckler goes, "Hey, there's a pill on the street," and Danny picks it up and takes it.
I'm fiending. I'm like, some buzz.
He has no idea what it is. He put it in his mouth and swallowed it.
Get me out of this reality.
It was a smart pill. Right.
Well, these guys bet me to go on the street. What was it that you bet me to do? And I got chased down to go on the street and pick up the payphone and yell at people. You told me things to yell at people.
No, he got kicked out of the Boston Greyhound. No, the dog track.
Right.
Because he was petting the dogs before the race. Right. He jumped over the little fence and he was petting the dogs. Right. And two guys grabbed him and threw him right out of the track.
Both those guys, by the way, were older than any Nate and Al's waitress.
All right, so far, old. Charity $100, Malibu Dan $0. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right.
So the least I could do is help.
Sam Simon, very gracious with his money. Sam, you got a question for the monk? It's your money.
Well, are we doing football themes?
Anything you
Super
want,
Bowl?
But a football theme is good.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay. Because I wrote football because it's Super Bowl. Okay, Malibu, every year they pick an MVP in the Super Bowl. What does MVP stand for?
Most valuable player.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did that 100 bucks. 100 bucks back to the house.
That's right.
100 for Save the Children and 100. So it goes back. All right.
Yeah, we're keeping running total. Okay.
All right, can I ask a question?
Yes, you're up.
What did George Bush do tonight?
Oh, he did the Union Address. The state address. No, he did. He did the,
He did the...
What speech did he give?
The House address. The Union House address. He talked to everybody
that
about
is money
the
for charity.
No, wait a minute.
Well,
I was right.
He did.
Then what was it? I mean, he did the State of the Union? State of the Union address.
There it is.
There you go. You
but,
guys
oh, come
too
on.
Late.
That's... Oh, please.
I would have given him I would have given him that.
All right. Too late.
But it's his money.
You got it. You got it.
All right. He got it. Okay.
You
there
go,
right.
Malibu.
All right.
Thank you, Sam.
Malibu Dan
has $200.
By the way, I'd feel really guilty if I win this truck because that's what I'm buying tomorrow.
All right. Malibu Dan. What is the largest river on the planet?
Oh,
the longest river?
Colorado? Nile?
The Colorado Nile?
Colorado. Mississippi?
Save the Children.
The Colorado River.
Is it Mississippi?
No. It is the Nile, you're right. But it's the Colorado River is probably about a couple hundred miles.
Look, I'm grasping at straws here. I don't know.
All right. You got it wrong, dude. It's the Nile.
So as I understand
it. You said the Nile.
Right
now, you didn't. We're going with your first answer. You can't have 10 answers.
Well, I don't feel like a total moron because I guessed it with one of the three.
Right. It is not the Colorado River.
Okay. Sam Simon is putting up the money. It stumped the monkey.
By the way, thanks for laughing at me.
There's 100 goes to charity. Ha ha!
The way I score it, Save the Children, a wonderful organization, has $200. Those are because those are the incorrect answers.
Right.
And Malibu Dan has $200. It's now even, $200 apiece.
Now it's... Well, I'm going to pay whoever is ahead at the end.
At the end, right. Of course.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. So it's even.
Right.
Okay. We're even. Okay. All right. So Sam Simon has a question for Malibu Dam.
Sammy?
Malibu.
Yeah.
In a football game, if one team scores. Oh, wait. He knows football. Will this matter?
Oh, please. Trust me.
He might not.
What?
He might not know it.
Okay. If one team scores three touchdowns and four field goals, how many points do they have?
Well, three touchdowns at 6 points is 18. And then four field goals, each two field goals is 8. So what did I say? I said 8. Remember that number, 8. And then it was three field goals, 6 is 18, 18, 19, 20, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 5, 26 points.
Okay.
Fair?
It's incorrect.
It is?
Yeah.
How did I do it wrong? Field goal is 2 points.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Field goal's a point. Oh, I was thinking of a safety. Oh, damn it.
God
all right.
Almighty, man.
I know.
Didn't
look,
you play
man,
football?
I know I did. I look.
So when they kicked a field goal, you're like, wow, they effed up. They gave you 3 points instead of one.
Look, I thought he was going to go with the safety question, and that's where I kind of messed up. I'm getting so.
But what position do you play
don't
in football?
Don't they fix the damn AC in this room? Does
Dan,
it ever
Dan,
work?
What position what's the did you play in football?
Center. I played center, but I was known to play left out.
All right. Well, so you hiked the ball to the guy who held the ball, the place, the they called?
The nuts?
The safety.
No, the
tackle?
The whole, oh, Jesus.
Oh, the
Christ.
Phone
stupid.
Again with this guy.
Oh, Bubba. All right, so, but when they kicked field goal and when you played football and they gave your team 3 points and you like always say, oh, you know, they should have given us one, but they gave us three. Don't say anything.
No.
Well, the, never the punter.
I had a very
easy
job.
You were on the varsity
job.
Football
no, the guy
team?
That holds it for the place kicker.
4 years in a row.
Yeah, all right. Who
you were on the varsity
guy?
Team for 4 years.
Yeah. Well, no, 2 years on junior, you know. I went through the rankings, but I didn't do very well.
All right, let's take a question here from the
actually,
audience
all.
Here. All right, let's talk to, how about Julie in Manhattan Beach? You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Evening, gentlemen.
Hey, baby.
I think my question's going to be way too hard, but I'll give it a shot.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the current Speaker of the House of Representatives?
Oh, yeah, that's a tough one.
I'll give you a massive hint.
All right. Is it a chick?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the black chick, Condoleezza Rice.
No, it's not.
Is that? Is it? It's not? Is that another $100?
That is not right.
The charity should be Save Malibu.
Try in here.
No, it's not Condoleezza Rice.
Is it a girl?
Yes, it's Nancy Pelosi.
Is it really?
Oh, wait, he keeps guessing.
He was never going to guess.
He can probably still guess.
Right. You want to see?
I mean, he got a good hint, but he can still guess.
He still guess, but you're going to be here till midnight.
We know that you knew.
Who's the Speaker of the House, Malibu?
Nancy Pelosi.
Okay, where's she from? What state?
Oh, gee, Tim. New Jersey. They're always from New Jersey. Is it an East Coast state?
No.
Hmm. Well, that doesn't help much. It's not California.
Oh,
is it?
Right.
Is it? Is she from here?
Yes.
Is she really?
Yes.
Hmm. I've never heard of her.
It happened to be in the newspapers.
400 for Save the Children, 200 for Malibu Dam.
Oh, boy.
I do have a question.
All right.
She's looking bleak, Malibu.
Okay. I know. I'm looking at the money. I'm starting to get horny.
Sam Simon has the money right out there, and if you can win, you get the money. If you lose, the charity gets the money.
Go ahead.
Who's Tom Brady?
Tom Brady was formerly the mayor of San Francisco. Is that wrong?
That is wrong.
It's Harvey Milk, I believe.
No, but Tom Brady used to be. Tom Brady used to be.
I think you're thinking of Willie Brown, and I think actually thinking of Tom Bradley, the former mayor of Los Angeles.
Ah,
well, you like it? No, you're like an interpreter.
Yeah. All right, Brian. All right, Mallory, I got a question for you.
All right,
Mallory, what is the country?
Just storming through these questions.
Directly north of the United States of America.
Oh, you know, man, that's a good question. I got to think of. Is Europe? Is that what we're looking at here? No. Australia? Asia?
No, but I'll give you a massive hint, and it's going to probably put it over the top for you.
Yeah.
Your wife was born
oh,
there.
Oh, Canada.
There you go.
Malibu.
Sorry. You got me on a good night, Sam, all right? Look, I'm really
this
tired.
Isn't a question for the game.
By the way, the charity's up by 400 here.
But if I answer this, can I at least make
this isn't a question, but
isn't that great that your wife was born?
In your own words, what is a country?
Oh, just a place where people hang out.
Okay.
Just people chill there.
Because some of those things you said weren't countries.
Well, I know. Look,
Europe is not.
I just wish there wasn't a lot of money in front of
Asia
me.
Asia is
I'm
not.
Dying.
Don't look at the money. Don't.
No,
look.
I know it's a continent, but you never know.
Okay. Oh, well, you knew that. Okay.
Speaking of continents, how many continents are there?
7.
Oh, there you go. Congratulations.
Can I get $100 back, Sam?
All right.
Thank you, Whitman.
Hey, by the way, the charity's up by 600.
Charity's up by 600.
Hey, why don't you mind your own business?
Oh, boom.
Bring sexy back. Just bring sexy back.
No, you can only get one wrong.
No, no. The charity has six.
Yeah, has 600.
Right, that's right. And Dan has 300, so the charity's up by 300 right now.
Well, yeah. The charity's going to get 600.
Right. Yeah, but thanks for keeping score in there.
Jerry, I got the score. Right. Back to
I thought Brian misspoke.
Back to pushing buttons badly.
All right.
All right, you got a question for him?
Oh, now there's so much tension.
Right?
All right, you got a question for him, Sam?
No.
Okay. All right. No? All right, here's the question for you. All right? In the game of football.
You really have a gift for this, I got to say.
No, he's been doing it for 15
every
years.
Every time you do it, I go, no, oh, that's just. And okay. then I look at his face and I know.
In the NHL, there are two teams that play each other, right?
Right.
Let's say it's Montreal versus, I don't know, St. Louis.
Sure.
How many men on the ice for each team?
In hockey.
Yeah. How many, let me rephrase it. How many total guys on the ice for both teams?
18.
9-on-9?
Is that a lot? Is that too many?
That would be a lot of bumping foreheads? Into each other. Yeah.
Well, I want to say 9, but that's almost impossible.
Well, it should be an even number if two teams are playing.
12? No? More than 12?
No, it's 12.
Is it 12?
Yeah, it's 12. How's it break down?
You mean where are the people, like the center, the goalie, the right wing, the left wing? Is that what you're talking about?
How does 12 break down? Is it
6-6?
There you go. Yeah, there's a goalie,
Thanks.
A right wing, a left wing, a center, and two defensemen.
All right, here we go. Here's one that I think the monkey can get.
Okay.
All right.
Dan, for how many years? Yep. For how many years has there been a Bush or a Clinton serving as president or vice president? For how many years, going back, and it's consecutive. There's been no break. For how many years there's been...
That would be 16. Why? Nah, they both served as president 8 years each.
No, nah, but his dad was president.
Oh, a Bush trick question.
And his dad was vice president.
Right.
The answer, I know...
Is it 21? Is it more than 21?
Yeah.
Is it? Because it's 32 years.
No, it's not.
Is it more than 32? Is it more than 32?
More than 21.
Is it?
Then it's 32.
That's 32.
No. All right, it's 8 for Reagan.
That's right.
4 for Bush. That's
but
12.
But no, Reagan isn't.
Who was Reagan's vice president?
Oh,
that's
Bush
12.
Senior.
And then 8 and 8.
Great. Okay. Oh, you want me to guess what that was?
16 and 12.
Oh, 16, 17, 18, 28.
That's great.
Okay, all right.
All right.
That was a trick question, Whitman.
All right, Tony and West Covina, you're on 97.1 free FM. You're on with the monkey.
Hey, what's up, Tim?
Hey.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Okay, what's the legal speed limit on the freeways in California?
Well, he knows that.
I don't know.
But
he
works in the
most of the freeways now is 65.
He works in the road.
Yeah, 65.
Business.
Yeah, but did you know it's 65? It used to be 55. That was sort of a trick question. You know, does that mean I don't even get the $100?
All right.
I'll be a good sport about it, but I'm supposed to be able to react to the.
All right.
Yeah. That's true. Okay, Dan in Huntington Beach, on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Good. Hey, what's going on, guys?
All right, Danny, before you answer the question, we give Sam a thumbs up or thumbs down from Sam Simon here. He's giving out the money. All right, your question for Malibu Dan.
I just know he knows.
What continent was Barack Obama born on?
Oh, what continent?
That's a definite thumbs up.
a double thumbs up.
No, that's actually a great question. Well, no, it'd have to be this.
That's a horrible question.
I know it. Shut up. I'll be the judge of it, okay? Zip it. This continent. The U.S. of A.
Why would he ask that if that were the answer?
Well, because don't you have to be born in America to run for president?
That is true.
Right.
And what continent is that?
But there are... Okay.
Right? Why am I wrong?
What continent is it?
It's the United States. It's North America. South America. Right? It's American. It's America continent.
He wasn't born. Was he born?
I think he was not born.
Yeah, he wasn't born in North America.
But and the reason he can run for president... Even though, first off, we should determine what continent he was born on, because admittedly, I don't know the answer to that.
Right.
But there's an exception if your mom or dad is serving in the military and they give birth to you overseas, you are free and clear to run for president.
Or yours.
He was
They're
born,
both citizens.
Right.
Yeah.
He was born August 4th. In
Honolulu.
Honolulu.
Born in Hawaii.
No, it wasn't.
Says Obama was born in Honolulu to a Kenyan father and American mother.
Oh, right, but Honolulu is what continent?
Well, we decided that we already went through that.
Yeah. Oh.
Right.
And then you got
that. He gets it.
So I lose.
Well, it's not,
did I win?
The continent isn't the United States of America, so you got it wrong.
All right, so I got it wrong.
Right.
Well.
What, don't you think that I deserve the $100?
Well, I would say, like, if we don't know the answer,
then you can't penalize him.
Thank you,
yeah.
Sam. Thank you.
Now, it's getting a little bit closer.
But he was raised.
Right. He was raised all over the place. Yeah. Many different places.
He was raised in Illinois.
But his father.
Wait, now, he wasn't raised in Illinois.
He's raised all over the joint.
That's
all
what
right. Jerry, please. Unplug your mic. You're done for the night.
What will happen here tonight is there will be a big cash winner. It will either be Malibu Dan or Save the Children, the charity. Sam Simon will graciously pay whoever wins here. And quickly, the score.
We got to take a break.
I'm just going to give the score. If that's no,
we need to go to break.
It's Malibu Dan 500.
Ooh.
Save the Children
800.
Difference of three questions only.
Wow!
Oh,
all right,
move.
Very competitive tonight. Stump the Monkey 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Sam Simon's with us, of course. Malibu Dan is playing the monkey tonight, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. The idea here is to ask Malibu Dan a simple question, and he will not know the answer to that.
Thank you, Tim.
Or most likely he won't, and that's the fun in the game. That is what everyone goes home and makes them feel better about themselves.
That's right. These are the things people go home and repeat, too. They go home to the wife, and they go, you ain't gonna believe what I heard on the radio tonight.
Right.
They exactly. asked this guy.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. And you don't even mind staring at me while you insult me. It's like, it's great. It's a lot of fun. But the money that is making me nervous. You probably have what, $1,500 right there?
No, I have the $1,200, so you can buy that stupid old piece of junk.
I need that truck.
Talking about.
All right.
Or we could burn it, which
gonna have to get
probably a better idea.
You will have to get more correct answers if you do want to win that cash, Dan.
All right. Greg in Laguna, you got a question for the monkey?
Timmy.
Hey, dude.
Hey, Monk.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, why do they call California a blue state?
Oh, good question.
Blue collar workers. What?
There goes 100.
What do you mean?
Wait, the home of what? Blue collar workers?
Home
more
of the,
than more than what, bigger percentage than in I don't know, Michigan.
Does it have to do with the Pacific Ocean?
No.
Then does it have to do with the Democratic? It's a Democratic state.
Hey!
Why is it blue?
Yeah.
No, because it went for the Democrats.
Yeah, that's just because the
map. But who picked the color?
It's weird because
going
back to the race in 2000 when all of this started, blue state, red state, you know, that's where the networks, where they would put the map on television just for Democratic states that went Democratic, they made them blue.
Burr.
And the Republican states, they made red.
Red is for Republican.
Yeah, red Republican and blue for Democrats.
Oh, see, now you have a way to remember it, Dan.
Yeah, R for Republican.
Right, that's always the way to remember it. 'Cause
blue for
Democrat.
Democrat.
Right.
Easy. I'll remember it.
Republican red.
I'm still repeating to myself, Nancy Pelosi, in case they ask me that later in the day.
In case you want to mispronounce your name later on. All right. Brian in Huntington Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM with the monkey.
Shut up.
Yeah, I got an easy one, and I know you're a horse racing fan, so horse racing related sports, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, sure. I like horses.
Yep. If you go to the races and you bet $2 to win on a horse, it's 2-1.
Oh,
and he wins, how much money will you get back? Very simple.
Oh, yeah, sure. No, it's real simple.
$2 to win.
No, I got the question. Thank you. I hear it. Now, can I ask you a question? I know you're flashing the money in front of me.
That distracts him, Sam.
No, it does. It gets me crazy.
Let's put it this way. It's an even number. There's no pennies involved.
Is it a low number? Like, I want to say $10.
Not $10.
Is it $100?
No,
all right, that buzzer. That buzzer is really. It's $10,000.
Yeah. So if a horse goes off a 2-1, you bet 2 to win on it, you get $10,000.
So if you put $2 down, could win 10 grand?
Yeah, on the favorite.
But why would people not do that if it's just risking
because
$2?
They're morons, Danny.
They're not like you.
No, you're right. Thanks, Brian.
They're not smart dudes like you.
Yeah, wait. But why you look at me like I'm an a-hole. Damn, why would you not do it if it's only $2?
That's why I'm out there all the time.
All right, okay.
But I sometimes I don't bet $2 to win. I bet like a dollar.
Is the answer six or four?
Six.
Oh, good. Six bucks. Yeah.
You get your $2 back, plus you get four.
You win four, but you get six.
Right.
I thought
that's
it was a trick question.
Yeah. You get $6 back.
Why? Because there's, what, three horses?
Right, but you win four.
Oh, the first three winners.
That's
the first three winners.
Okay.
Wow. Have you ever been there?
No, I've been there several times with you. Don't you remember?
And when you're there, Brian, thanks for the question. Great question. When you're there, does it feel like you're in like another country?
Yeah. It's very overwhelming. It really is. It's very overwhelming.
We asked Mallory Dan once. He was going to Greece for his honeymoon. And we gave him a map. We said, point out Greece to us. He's like, I have no idea where it is. I said, so when you're in Greece for that 2 weeks, you're going to have no idea where you are on the planet? He's not. I have no idea.
The best, you know, and he actually really
cares. But wouldn't
cared.
That be a but weird feeling?
That's how you learn.
But wouldn't that be a weird feeling?
You learn.
I know. But wouldn't that be a strange feeling if you were in a part of the world?
Yes.
And you were there for 2 weeks and you didn't know what part of the world
right,
it was?
Right. You had no perspective where you were in correlation to other nations and things like that.
Right.
That would be weird. To me, that would be weird.
Would it?
Yeah.
Try it sometime. It's a blast.
I have a geography question.
Great time.
All right, geography. Your strong suit.
Geography question.
I'm great at geography.
For you.
Yeah.
You said correctly earlier there were seven continents,
yes.
And you are right.
Thank you, Brian.
How many of the United States of America...
How
many are continental? How many continental United States are there?
Ooh.
They're all touching.
Right.
There's 50 total. How many are touching?
No. That's not the right question. Wait.
Well, then
how many?
F and I'm out.
Right. No, wait.
He's trying to help you.
Because how many? Then there.
How many continental United States are there?
One.
That's incorrect.
It is incorrect. Then.
How many states make up the continental United States?
I didn't hear a buzzer.
50. So I don't understand that. What's
it? Why even help you? I mean, I tried to give you a hand.
You did try. That was nice.
I don't know why I even show up.
Look, I don't even... I'm afraid I didn't understand the question.
How many states are there that
in
you
the
can
United
actually
states?
Walk across the border into another state?
Oh, 48.
There you go.
Okay. But you know what? You got to...
You didn't get that one, though.
No, but it was hard to understand.
There's nothing difficult about it, Malibu. Please don't try to make us all sound like we're really smarter than we are. There's nothing difficult about that, young man.
They're referred to as the continental United States. And there are two states that are not part of the continental United States. And they
you know, when you go to Hawaii, the they have interstate highway.
But that would be one of them. Hawaii and then Alaska.
Right.
Do I win $100 for that?
No.
He doesn't get that.
No.
But it was too.
When you
listen
for 5 minutes with people pointing to a map and explaining everything to you.
All right. There's a rather large island that's been a pain in the ass to the United States off the south coast of Florida. Mm. What would that island be?
That would be Columbia.
Whoa.
What do you mean? Columbia's been a huge pain in our ass.
It's not where it is, though.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, that's not where Columbia is.
It's not an island
off the south of Florida.
But I was right about Columbia. Those Colombians are a pain in the ass.
You're dead right, dude. And your wife is Colombian.
Yeah, I know. She's a pain in my ass.
Wow.
Telling you. Now,
you ever talk to your wife?
No, that's why we're still together.
I mean, you didn't know she was born north of America?
That's why we're still going strong.
All right, Danny. What's the big island?
Columbia? Colombian?
It's still not Colombia.
Yeah. To start with a C?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's why I thought you had
Caribbean, won. Caribbean.
That's why I thought you won it.
Well, I know you. I know.
I was like proud of you.
Thanks.
Momentarily.
Thank you. But I mean,
you said,
so it's K. It starts with the K.
Well, you already knew that.
Well, I know that. But the problem is, it starts with a C. But it starts. Okay, it's not.
It might start
there's
with
only
a K.
Four letters in it,
and it's an island.
Iraq. Oh no, it starts with a C. I'm sorry. I know,
it's
so I know
off, it's
I
look, not far from Florida.
I know, but it only has four letters in it. What?
And it's been an
it's
enemy.
It's where they're keeping the suspected terrorists.
Oh no, that's not going to help me.
Yeah. It's been an enemy. It's been an enemy of the United States for a long time.
Bay of Pigs, Guantanamo Bay,
and they've had the same leader.
Ricky Ricardo's
for
from
generations.
There.
Ricky Ricardo's from there, huh?
They make great
Cuba.
Food.
Hey! See, Ricky Ricardo. I like that.
Ah, there's the reference that got it.
The reference got it.
Guantanamo Bay.
That doesn't help me. All right, it's Stump the Monkey, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It's Conway and Whitman with the Monkey and Sam Simon. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Yes, you're losing.
Es tiempo para confundir el chango.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Stump the Monkey. Conway and Whitman here live on 97.1 Free FM. Sam Simon joins us. Malibu Dan, I got a question for you real quick.
Yeah, let's start it up.
What is the over-under on a football game? What does that mean?
That's what we just...
You're back on the microphone that's disconnected.
Man. You know what? Okay,
what's the over-under on a game? What does that mean?
Get rid of this mic. It's sort of what we were talking about during the break. Where
right, all right, I'll give you a number. The over-under on a game is 34. What does that mean?
That means that the team that has the over has got to beat the other team by 34.
Wrong.
It's got to have 34 points or more.
In what? Who?
The winning team. The winning team's got to have...
No.
Don't look at me like that, Tim.
No!
I'm sorry.
Start yelling at you. Maybe that'll get you, and that'll drill it into you. No, young man!
You're getting me nervous. That means a losing team's got to be under...
No, it means the total... points for both teams has to be over that point if you're betting over.
This is so confusing.
Add both teams' points, and it's got to be over that number.
At the end of the game.
Unless you bet under, it's got to be under.
Well, can one team get 30?
All right. Very good. All right. Stump the Monkey here. Malibu Dan, by the way, trailing. You really have to rally here.
You need like a lightning round, Malibu. There's no $1,200 car in your future.
Well, I'm glad I could give the money.
Well, no, look.
To charity.
There's some time here, and I'm going to start you on your rally.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
What former New York City mayor is running for president?
Mm. Oh, Mayor Giuliani.
Hey!
Wow. Who I'm a big fan of.
All right. We got a question here from Billy. Billy, you're on 97.1 Free FM. You're on with the Monkey.
Hello, father.
Hello, son.
Hey, Malibu Dan.
What's up, buddy?
He's got to get a bunch of questions right here, so let's get to it.
All right, Tammy, relax. How many eighths are in an ounce over there?
Good question.
16. What?
16.
No, that is wrong. All right, Dan, how many eighths in an ounce? No.
Yeah, give me a second. There's 2/8 and a quarter. There's 4 quarters. So 2/8 and a quarter is 16. You get that?
Right.
Okay. And then there's what?
How many 16ths in an ounce?
How many 16ths in an ounce?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. That's crazy talk now. 32? 32 16ths. If there's a quarter, if there's 8 quarters in an ounce.
How many quarters in an ounce?
Well, see, that would be a whole different.
How many quarters?
Is it 16?
No.
8. There's 8 quarters in an ounce. Is that right? No?
How many halves in an ounce?
2.
How many quarters in an ounce?
Hold on. There's 2 halves.
How many quarters of a quarter of an ounce make up an ounce?
Chill. They're 8. 8 quarters in an ounce.
You know, I'm going to come over this table.
Why is that wrong?
And strangle you.
Why is it so personal?
Because it's irritating. How many eighths in an ounce? If you have an eighth of an ounce of weed, how many eighths make up an ounce?
Well, I said there's 4 quarters in an ounce. Okay, so there's two eighths in every quarter.
Don't figure it out like that. Just
16. That's 8.
How many eighths in an ounce?
Eighths in an ounce?
Yeah. How many eighths make up an entire ounce? If you have an eighth, let's say this paper weighs an eighth of an ounce.
Right.
How many of these papers would you need
for an ounce?
Right.
Right. Okay, so...
And if you don't get it right, I'm going to hit you with this paper.
No, I know. I'm really nervous about it.
I could create a paper cut.
You've been working out, and you do look quite
big.
Thank
you very much.
Sure.
How are your fingers going to help you, Malibu?
Because I need to keep track of it.
Okay.
Unless someone has a pen. I
here you go.
Oh, thank you. Malibu. Okay.
How many quarters make up a dollar?
4.
Okay. How many eighths make up an ounce?
4. No, well, I thought you were relating them. I didn't even put any thought into it. So let me give me a second. Okay, there's 4. What was the question again?
How many eighths make up an ounce?
Okay, so let's say I got 2 eighths make a quarter. 4, see this? to this, Sammy? Four quarters.
He's showing his work.
Four quarters make an eighth. Okay. See that? Okay, so four quarters make an eighth. Two into four is, well, I guess it does work out to be eight. Would that be four? Four quarters make an ounce?
Wow. No, four, how many eighths?
Oh, eight.
That's correct.
Well done.
Yeah, you nailed it, dude.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. You know, after you got into it with the pencil and the paper, you nailed it.
Right. Can I have my pen back?
Yeah, but let me sign this for you. To Sam.
All right, Danny.
Malibu
Dave. All right, great question. David in
La Habra. I was doing autographs, and I was signing these things. I was someplace with Malibu, and these people, there were some kids that started saying, you know, because I draw Bart and stuff, and sometimes it just gets like kind of overwhelming because they want like three of them, four of them. And so, and this Malibu brought me there. So he says, excuse me. And I think he's going to say, like, we got to go. But he goes, my brother's coming in. He goes, can you do? And he goes, and my dad is a big Simpsons fan. So he just starts asking. Isn't that true?
It's true.
It didn't cross your mind like to ask them.
All right, okay. David in La Habra, you're on last question for the month.
Oh, man.
Oh, wait, make it a, okay, forget okay. it.
Go, David, what do you got?
How are you, sweet spirit?
How are you?
How
it's
are
Kenny
you?
Kingston. How are you? She has a condominium in Hollywood, California.
California. Yeah. Question is, yeah. How many senators per state?
Two.
That's correct. Yay! Malibu, Dan. Bam.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All you did was cost a charity money by getting that right.
The final score.
You can't possibly make any money.
14 wrong answers.
Plus,
so.
You know that because they ask you that every time. Well. Right?
Which means nothing, though, Sam.
All right. So, Sam, how much does the charity get? How much does Malibu get?
Well, no, we're keeping a running total.
Right.
We're going to add it up.
14 wrong answers. So that would be save the children, 1,400. Because you're going to pay the one
less
Malibu Dan who got six correct answers.
Oh, I saved you money.
800 difference, right?
I saved you money.
So the charity gets 800.
Yeah, I did save the children. At first I thought maybe there's a charity for like retarded. So like
children?
Yes, yeah, Dan.
So like no matter who wins, it would help the retarded. Right.
So does Malibu Dan make zero money for
the
night?
He gets zero.
All right.
There fair enough. Goes. I got 7 days till I'm back at it.
You can bet. Study.
All right. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Freedom. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I've been to gay bars.